I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, August 29th. A rally is being planned at the first Quincy City Council meeting after summer break coming up on September 9th. The citizens group A Just Quincy is urging residents to come to what they're calling the 9-9 rally at City Hall to continue their protest against the recently approved pay increases for the mayor and city councilors. Organizers are encouraging residents to create signs calling for the raises to be repealed. A Just Quincy was formed soon after the city council approved a mayoral raise from $150,000 to $285,000 per year and city council raises from $30,000 to $44,500 per year. A Just Quincy argues that the raises were approved quickly and without proper public input. An effort to repeal the raises failed to gather enough voter signatures in the required amount of time. However, the group says there was a tremendous response from the public and that the raises are still very unpopular among taxpayers. Organizers say city councilors have remained largely silent to their many requests to meet about the raises. The rally is planned for 5:30 on September 9th outside City Hall, and many protesters are expected to attend the city council meeting that evening. City of Quincy is now considered to be at high risk for contracting West Nile virus. Health Commissioner Marley Casley says the State Department of Public Health raised the risk level in Quincy to high after 9 samples of mosquitoes tested positive for the virus since June. Statewide, there have been 269 positive West Nile virus mosquito samples from 11 counties. There have been 4 human cases of West Nile virus this year, 2 of which were in Norfolk County. Quincy officials say they are working with the Norfolk County mosquito regarding the control of mosquitoes, and residents are advised to take precautions such as wearing protective clothing, using repellent containing DEET, removing standing water from around your property, and limiting outdoor time during dawn and dusk. A former Stoughton police detective has been indicted on charges he killed a pregnant woman. Sandra Birchmore's body was found on February 4, 2021, in her apartment in Canton. She was 3 months pregnant. 38-year-old Matthew Farwell of Northeastern has been indicted on charges that he strangled the 23-year-old amid claims that he was the father of her unborn baby and staged her death to look like a suicide. According to the federal indictment, on or about February 1, 2021, Farwell killed Birchmore by strangulation. Prosecutors allege that Farwell staged her body and apartment to make it appear as if Birchmore had committed suicide. The indictment alleges that Farwell killed Birchmore with the intent to prevent law enforcement from learning about Farwell's commission or possible commission of federal offenses. In 2022, Stoughton Police Chief Donna McNamara said that Matthew Farwell, his twin brother, Officer William Farwell, and Officer Robert Devine demonstrated serious misconduct in their interactions with Birchmore. According to an internal affairs investigation, Birchmore was 13 when she met Matthew Farwell through the department's Youth Explorers program. He allegedly began an inappropriate relationship with Birchmore when she was 15 and he was 27. Farwell was arrested yesterday morning and made an initial appearance in federal court in Boston, where he waived the reading of the indictment and pleaded not guilty. A Hingham middle school teacher was fired, accused of inappropriately texting and messaging her students on social media at all days and times. Some parents claimed she continued messaging with the students even after she was told not to. Stephanie Papasidoro had nothing to say as she rushed out of court covering her face with a sweater. Papasidoro pleaded not guilty in Hingham District Court yesterday. The former longtime substitute teacher at Hingham Middle School was fired at the end of March after parents complained she was inappropriately messaging students during school, after school, and on weekends. Investigators say Papasodoro was responsible for three children with learning disabilities, but once parents complained, she was immediately fired and told to stop talking to the kids. Principal Derek Smith sent an internal email to families that said she broke school policy, but investigators said she didn't listen and sent texts to a 13-year-old student. Investigators said she even took it a step further by sending videos of similarly aged kids in violent fights. Papasodoro was charged with solicitation, but her teaching license is still active. State Department of Education says it doesn't comment on whether or not it's investigating a case until it's completed and action has been taken. Papasodoro has been released but can't go near any Hingham schools or contact the victim or any witnesses in the case. Well, the first of eight Stop and Shops in Massachusetts that the company announced would close in 2024 will shut down today. A sign at the Newton store on Needham Street announced the store would close on August 29th at 3 p.m. The sign urged shoppers to visit other store locations. The shutdown is part of a broader plan announced by Stop and Shop in July, which aims to position the company for growth by closing 32 underperforming stores. The Newton store is one of eight Massachusetts locations that the company said will close on or before November 2nd. The seven other Massachusetts locations set to close are in Brockton, Raynham, Halifax, Shrewsbury, Springfield, Worcester, and Pembroke. Company said associates at impacted locations were being offered other positions within the company. The decision comes after the company announced its plan to evaluate its overall store portfolio in May. Stop and Shop also plans to close 24 other locations across Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, and Rhode Island. Massachusetts has secured more than $20 million in federal funding to help cover the state's overburdened emergency family shelter system. The governor's office said the money, the largest sum that Massachusetts has received to date from FEMA's Shelter and Services Program, comes after the administration filed an application in June with the city of Boston. The state's receiving the bulk of the award and will steer the funds toward temporary shelters, where families are now limited to five-day stays, a controversial change from the Healey administration that's drawn criticism from anti-homelessness and immigration advocates. Boston will receive about $1.3 million of the award. A surge in demand from Massachusetts-based families and migrants arriving from other countries has caused state spending on family shelters to approach $1 billion per year. The Quincy Health Department and Dana-Farber Cancer Institute are teaming up today to offer free mammograms in Quincy. Dana-Farber's mammography van will be at the Kennedy Center from 8 a.m. to 4:15 p.m. today. The van offers digital screenings. The entire process takes less than 20 minutes. Pre-registration is required by calling 617-632-1974. The American College of Radiology recommends a mammogram every year if you are age 40 or over. A check of business news this morning, and stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow down 159, the NASDAQ lost 198, the S&P dropped 33. Asian stocks also mostly fell as market attention turned to upcoming data on the U.S. economy after NVIDIA reported its financial results. The dollar rose, the euro was up, oil at $74 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox shut out the Blue Jays at Fenway 3-0 last night. We'll wrap up a series tonight at 7:10. The forecast from the National Weather Service today: mostly sunny and pleasant, the high of 75 degrees. Tonight, clear at a low 59. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 73. Saturday, mainly cloudy, the high of 78. On Sunday, some light rain in the morning, and then partly cloudy, high of 83. The marine forecast calling for 2 to 3 foot waves today with a northeast wind at 10 to 15 knots and a high tide at 8:34 a.m. Sunrise 6:06, sets at 7:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, August 29th.